Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report, even though it's by a different name. It's put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have Voice of the Martyrs send it to your email every week. You go to that website and they'll tell you how to do that. Today we begin in Morocco, where a Christian man is imprisoned for evangelism. Mohamed El Baldi, a Moroccan Christian from the town of Ain Aicha, has been fined and sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for sharing the gospel. Mohamed, age 34, was arrested after an August 28 raid on his house, in which his Bible and other Christian materials were confiscated. VOM sources report that Mohamed was mistreated during the first night of his arrest. At a court hearing on September 3, he was ordered to pay 5,000 dirhams, that's about $600, for shaking the faith of a Muslim. Propagating Christianity is prohibited under the Moroccan Penal Code. By law, the maximum punishment is 3 to 6 months in prison, with a fine of 200 to 500 dirhams. Mohammed has contacted a lawyer to appeal his case. In Egypt, Christians forced to pay Muslim Brotherhood for safety. Christians in the city of Dalga have been forced to pay a tax, it's called the jizya, to the Muslim Brotherhood to prevent attacks by that group. The nearly 20,000 Christians in Dalga lived in peace with their Muslim brothers. Neighbors, that is, until President Morsi was removed from office on July 3rd. Since then, Christians have had to pay the Muslim Brotherhood anywhere from 200 to 1,000 Egyptian pounds, that's $30 to $150, per day, to prevent attacks by the group's Islamist members. Christians report that neither police nor government officials nor the Egyptian army will protect Christians in the area. More than 150 Christian families have fled Dalga because they could not pay the jizya tax, which is now being required of non-Muslims in other areas as well. On September 12, Imad Lafti Demian, a 50-year-old husband and father of five, and his cousin Medat Demian, a 37-year-old husband and father of three, were murdered by members of the Muslim Brotherhood after refusing to pay that tax of 10,000 pounds or $1,500. In Nigeria, 25 churches are slated for demolition. Government authorities in northern Nigeria's Borno state plan to demolish 25 churches and schools, ostensibly to make room for new housing. However, no plans for the housing development have been produced. Christian leaders believe this is another attempt by local governments in northern Nigeria to persecute the Christian minority. The proposed demolitions would compound security challenges the Christians already face from the militant group Boko Haram. "We've seen the eviction notice from Borno state government," said Dr. Asaki, General Secretary of the Christian Association of Nigeria. "We are Nigerians, and there are other places where the state government can develop. The areas earmarked for demolition are already developed with churches and schools. Christians have already suffered enough in Borno state." Azerbaijan, a VOM project. Pray, please, for 20 indigenous ministers that VOM supports in Azerbaijan. The government in Azerbaijan persecutes unregistered churches throughout the country and confiscates Christian literature. And in Colombia, another VOM project. Pray for provision and encouragement of Colombian widows and for VOM's support of them. We're assuming this is Christian widows, widows because of persecution. Well, we talked about a new country today. Every time I hit a new country in a particular year's time, I like to tell you a little more about that country. That country is Morocco. In March of 2011, King Mohammed VI was forced to enact reforms and agree to revise the constitution in response to popular protests, but authority remains in the hands of the monarch. A moderate Islamist party won the majority of the parliamentary seats, becoming the first Islamist party to lead the government. The Moroccan government is committed to the preservation of Sunni Islam as the religion of all Moroccans. And it is 99.9% literally Muslim. Christians have that other 0.1%. All Christian activity is carefully monitored by the government. Although talking about Christ is legal, proselytism and converting from Islam to Christianity are illegal. Muslims who convert to Christianity may face severe punishment. They endure ostracism from their families, loss of employment, and imprisonment for their faith. Anti-Christian sentiment is common in the media. Since March 2010, Morocco has deported at least 135 foreign Christians for proselytism. The government justified the deportations by claiming the Christians posed a threat to the state. VOM has distributed food, clothing, and school supplies to children of families undergoing persecution in Morocco. Well, thank you for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. I usually do this every week about this time. I'd like to put a note out that next weekend, that would be the weekend of the 27th and 28th, I will be out of town. This will be the first one of these that I've had to miss in all these months. And we'll get back, Lord willing, in 2 weeks to tell you about the stuff that is touching God's heart so you can keep in touch with it too. I'm Bob. I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs, but this is not a presentation that is sponsored by them. However, I did receive permission to use the material. By the way, just about wherever you live in the United States, there is a Voice of the Martyrs representative willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. There is no charge for this service. If you just email me at bob.j.faulkner, faulkner.72@gmail.com, I can set that up for you. Well, God bless you today. Be sure to check out the rest of this series and my other series on Sermon Audio. Bye-bye.